From the City of Angels off the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Those open lines next hour. Now, something is happening in Eastern Europe, something of huge magnitude, and I want to put it all into perspective for you so you can dwell on it over the weekend. Bombs have rocketed the former Soviet Georgia as the fighting now between Georgia and Russia over a breakaway region has intensified and moved into the Georgian capital. Government buildings, including the parliament, were evacuated when the bombs fell. A declaration of martial law was underway. Heavy casualties have been reported on both sides since Russian forces moved Friday into a southern area, a pro-Russian autonomous region of Georgia. Now, why is this important to you? Why should you care? Well, I'm going to tell you some things that you might not be aware of. First of all, there are about 1,000 Israeli advisors, military advisors in the former Soviet Georgia. They are there advising them on what to do militarily. Russia doesn't like it. And the reason the Israelis are there is to protect an interest of gas and oil and a pipeline from the Caspian Sea. And they need that. And so now the fighting continues. Follow the money. But on the heels of all this, the Jerusalem Post is now reporting that two additional United States naval aircraft carriers are heading to the Gulf and Red Sea. Kuwait, by the way, is finalizing an emergency war plan. They're being told the vessels were bound for the region. The U.S. Navy would neither confirm nor deny that the carriers were on the way. When I was in the Navy, they would have us say that too. We can confirm nor deny, which means we're just not going to tell you. My gut tells me that something is afoot with Iran. This situation between the former Soviet Georgia and Russia will also escalate, and we'll have to see what happens. Two federal biologists were rescued from a volcanic island just before it emitted a 35,000-foot ash plume. The biologists who were studying birds were rescued from the volcanic area in the Aleutians in a grim attempt at revenge against his estranged wife. A British businessman committed suicide by decapitation in his sports car. He's 54. She's 34. They broke up. He tied a rope around the tree, tied a rope around his head, jumped into his convertible sports car, and took off at a high speed and ripped his head off in front of horrified witnesses. In Florida, authorities say a gunshot aimed at a sheriff's deputy was stopped by a metal business card holder that the deputy had in his breast pocket. The investigators are looking for the suspect. A 6-year-old Texas girl is back home after having half of her brain removed. Jessie Hall of Aledo, Texas, has a rare form of encephalitis. This illness eats away at the brain and causes seizures and reduced mobility. She's now going to rest, and we'll see what happens. Our feature story at coasttocoastam.com, a haunted high school. I've looked at the video. It is amazing. Is a ghost roaming the halls of a North Carolina school. An unexplained image that triggered a motion-detecting surveillance camera has some officials at the Asheville High wondering, what can it be? You can go and look for yourself. Though today's date doesn't have quite the same symbolic weight as 060606, a number often considered evil and named in the Bible as the date the Antichrist would be revealed, many are nonetheless buzzing about 080808's potential implications. In a moment, we're going to be talking with Glynis McCants, the numbers lady, about this date and others on Coast to Coast AM. Well, Glynis McCants has been studying numbers, numerology, for years, and she believes that knowledge is power, and when you have someone's name and birth date, you can discover who they really are. Here she is, Glynis McCants, numbers lady. Hey, numbers lady.
Hi, George. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Really good. I'm marveling at 888 because I really am, because you and I talked about it back in January.
Yep, we sure
and
did.
And I warned you. I said this is going to be a huge month for politics. And I said there could be perhaps terrorist attacks, but definitely some sort of mayhem because there's too many eights involved. See, if you have 1-8, that's a pure energy.
Right.
But it's 888, so it's like amplifying the good and the bad.
In all directions. As a matter of fact, the stock market went through the roof today on an 8-day.
Perfect. And it was 888. But like you said, and next week it could all flip again.
Yep. That's absolutely true. You know, I wanted to ask you about a number of things, and we'll take phone calls later on, Glynis.
Sure.
But the Chinese selected this day to start the Olympics.
Yes.
They love the number 8. Tell me the significance of this.
Well, to be clear, the Chinese love money. That's the number one thing, right? And we all know that. And the Chinese actually are very good at making money. So
sure.
888 to them, that is their belief that the 8 represents prosperity. And they even launched the Olympics at 8:08 in the evening. So they were really playing the number 8 to the highest advantage of what they think is good. But I'm going to give you an example. August itself is also an 8. And as I told you, I was concerned about terrorist attack of any kind. Well, back on August 4th, do you remember hearing about the policemen that were killed?
16 Chinese policemen.
16 Chinese policemen were killed, and that was just a big aha to me of saying, wait a second, we better keep our eyes peeled during this time. This is kind of a scary month, I'd have to say. I'm not going to sit here and be all optimistic because it's kind of playing into what I thought. And then this whole Georgia thing, the Soviet Georgia and the whole bombing.
That's going to get out of control.
You are correct, and we're going to watch a lot happen right now in the month of August, and even the United States, we're going to have to do something about it. We're going to, you know, we can't let this happen. It's going to unfold in a really ugly, powerful way, and it's going to move quickly because the number 8 is in your face.
I think the Soviet Georgia case with the Russians, and they're fighting fiercely right now.
That's right.
I think that this is an entree for either Israel or us or both to go into Iran and say, look, we've tried, you know, nobody's agreed on the sanctions.
Yep.
You continue to keep building your nuclear power plant, which we think is for other reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the episode in Soviet Georgia with the Russians is going to allow the Israelis or us to go into Iran.
Yeah, I agree with you. And as I said, because this month of 8 and that there's so many 8s involved, keep this in mind, August 17th, that's another 888 day because 1 plus 7 is 8. And then August 26th, 2 plus 6 is 8. We're going to see some more political upheaval on those days in particular.
And, you know, we were sending two huge aircraft. But with the aircraft, I know a lot of people understand that with the Navy, the aircraft carriers don't go alone. They go with frigates and destroyers and other ships. They have it's an armada. That goes with each aircraft carrier. There are a lot of ships out there that are going to originally attempt, I think, to blockade Iran, to keep them from getting any kind of materials, to try to economically shut them down before any kind of attack occurs. And then the Iranians, who knows what they're going to do to try to retaliate.
You are correct. I mean, it's like, if anything, as I've said about you, you're a 7 life path, but you're in a personal year of 2, which means tapping into things more than usual. So don't you feel this gut levelly, George?
Yes, and it just seems to be flowing to me these days.
Yeah,
Glynis.
It's much stronger for you because you're actually in that cycle of just going, this is what's happening, like getting a gut instinct. And when you trust it, it plays out. So, yeah, in the cycle of 8, you're right. Here's something else that's interesting to me about the Chinese. When I talked about the number 8, and I said sometimes we got to be careful not to be greedy, right? We've talked about that. Well, notice that they sent us lead toys.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't you think that was a greedy move? It's like they had a certain amount that they said they were going to send. They may have noticed that there was lead, but they dismissed it. Let's get it out. See, sometimes you don't stop to consider detail. And that's the thing about 8. You've got to pay attention to details. And what I want to tell your audience, here's what they can do to make it work to their advantage. On, let's see, today has already passed, but what I would have told them for today, they can also do on August 17th and August 26th. So they have 2 more times to do this. They should pick up a green candle, which represents money. It's like prosperity. Green is money.
All right.
Then a white candle to make sure it's coming from a pure place, you know, not a dark energy.
Mm-hmm.
Light those candles. Meditate on what they want. Is it a home? Is it a car? Is it a new job? It's an actual time to meditate about those material things that you feel would bring you joy.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so that's what they can do in a positive during this month. And one more thing about the Chinese. You know they have issues about the number 14. Did you hear about that?
Now, the 14 is kind of tragic for them, isn't it?
Well, they think it means sure death.
Sure death.
And that's absolutely not true. Now, I will tell you, 1 plus 4 is 5, so it does mean things are out of control. Things are not in your control. And if you think about the Chinese culture, I actually have quite a few Chinese friends. My friends, they're very disciplined, and they like things to be a certain way. So it could be the fear that it's out of control that makes it feel like death. You see, it's not going their way. They don't know how to surrender to it, so it scares them. That's what I think it really means.
I got an email from someone who said, look, I tried the 8. It's not working for me. If anything, I'm losing money.
Right.
Social Security called me and said that I owe them $3,000.
Yes.
These things are happening. And he wants to know why it doesn't work for him, but it works for other people.
Okay, so here's the answer. What we believe is what we manifest. What I have found, some people will write me emails, and these are people who are not happy with their life to begin with, like maybe the marriage ended, the house, they lost their home,
mm-hmm.
and then they suddenly want to say, this is what's responsible. See, they put the 8 as a negative. Now, what I say to someone like that, get the 8 out of your wallet. Throw it away. If that's the power you want to give it, because remember, there's a positive and negative to the number, get rid of it. However, here's what I guarantee, George. If they're willing to do a money affirmation to reprogram the way they think about money, they can have the income flow.
Right.
So that person who just emailed you, I'm going to say the words simply so they write it down or maybe do streaming audio and hear me say it later. They could say, I pay my bills with ease and I always have extra money. And this is something they would repeat for 15 minutes a day. It takes 15 minutes a day for your mind to believe that, to reprogram it. And what I have found, clients that were depressed, just like that person who wrote you, by doing that affirmation, they did get the job they wanted. Things did get better financially.
This was not a particularly good week for John Edwards.
Oh, no, but I love it. You don't even know how happy I am about this.
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because John Edwards has a God complex. And where did he get it? He is a 7. Now, remember what I said. 7s either thank God or think they're God.
Well, yeah, I've got a 7. I don't think they're
God. But you're not John. Let me tell you what John did. The women that adored him, they thought he was the knight in shining armor there to protect his wife.
Uh-huh.
Okay? John is an opinionated man. During the primaries, he was rather critical of Hillary Clinton. He did some stuff. He backed Obama. There was a lot of stuff going on. So what's interesting to me is when you pull something that's secretive, it will be revealed in the month of 8.
Interesting.
I said it would be politics, remember?
Yes, you did.
Well, could it be more political that John Edwards, he has now turned himself in and said, look, I had the affair. But the question is that his child?
I think, well, he says not, and then the so-called father says it's his. Who knows? I think the guy was going to get the vice presidential nod from Obama.
You are exactly right. Now, I would go with you completely, because remember, even in the Rasmussen poll, he was number one for that.
Yep. Now, that's gone out the window.
Yeah, well.
Goodbye.
Right. But I'm telling you, when you are putting on an image, because remember I said a 7 has an air of mystery. See, I think in your case, you get tired of it. It's like you need your privacy, but living a lie is not fun for you. See, you burn out. But in John Edwards' case, here he was this high-profile guy, very looked up to, very respected, yet he thought he could pull off an affair when his wife is dying of cancer?
Mm.
Come on. So when it came out in August, and more importantly, it came out today, this power double, triple whammy, 8, 8, 8, and boom, it was revealed.
Interesting that he used today to come clean.
Right. And this is the day... The downside, it's the day of the victim. It's like, but it's political. It's like he's trying, I think, because remember, he's telling us that he told his wife a couple years ago. Did you hear him say this?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's claiming that she already knew.
He told her right away.
Yeah, he already apologized to her. They already worked it out, and he just hoped it wouldn't go public.
Yeah.
My intuition says that is not true either. I do not believe a couple years ago he told her.
Well, it's true. It's very possible, isn't it, that had he not been at the Beverly Hilton, getting trapped by the newspaper people.
Yeah, you mean in the middle of the night looking
at
the baby?
Yeah, I mean, this thing may not have gotten out.
Correct. But I will say it again. as the numerologist and studying these numbers day in and day out, I do look for these things. Like, I watch these people in the, especially the business of politics, and when August hits, things happen. Like, last August, that's when Karl Rove stepped down. That's when Tony Snow checked out. That's when that, was his name Larry Craig, the one who got in trouble in the bathroom?
Craig, yeah.
Yeah,
Craig
was his last name. Was all in August. Yeah. So, and then this year, it's even stronger because we're dealing with 888.
What is going to happen? This month's not even over yet.
No, this is a big month. I would say to people, like, example, the Democratic Convention is coming up. And that falls on, it starts on August 26th, I believe, which is 888. So if a lot of people are saying, oh, it's going to be smooth sailing, you know, the party is united. I say no way. Not in the month of 888. There's going to be a lot of political statements. People are going to want to talk, and it's an actual chance to express themselves. Now, I'm not going to say that the party can't find their way together, but for today, there is discord. And aren't you picking that up as well?
I am. I'm feeling that they are very uneasy.
Uh-huh.
And I got to tell you, this Edwards thing, even though it's private,
yeah,
and it affects him and his wife.
Yes.
And I guess the person he had the affair with.
Yes.
It does throw a mark against the Democratic Party.
You bet it does. Because just as is true with any party, I almost want to say to you that last August, it was the Republicans that were dealing with a lot of stuff. And this August, it's the Democrats.
It's almost as if the Democrats are destroying themselves. I mean, McCain's just sitting back doing his thing, and the Democratic Party seems to be imploding.
Well, let me tell you why that's happening. John McCain, and there's a great story about that, which I want to tell you. There's a number pattern. You once asked me, gee, is there a presidential number pattern?
Right.
The number two since 1984 has played a significant role in our presidents. 1984 was when Ronald Reagan won by a landslide the second term.
Mm-hmm.
He's a two life path. Well, then 8 years later, 1992, Bill Clinton came along. The media fell in love with him. See, the media is always connected with these guys. They fell in love with Bill Clinton, and then he won. 8 years later, John McCain came along. And even though George Bush won the nomination, do you remember how beloved John McCain was?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
They loved John McCain. Well, then 8 years after that, by the way, John McCain is a two, Bill Clinton is a two, Ronald Reagan is a two. 8 years later, along comes Barack Obama.
What is he?
He's a two.
He's a two also.
And,
isn't that
and
weird?
And the media is in love with him.
Yep.
But here's what is to John McCain's advantage. John McCain is a two, but he's actually a double two in a personal year of two, which means he is going to play kickback, peacemaker, mediator. I'm just the guy you can depend on. I'm not flash. I can't make the big speech. I can't get 100,000 people to watch me. But I promise you, I want to be president, and I want to help. You see what I mean?
Yep.
So he's looking real good because there's a storm happening. And in Obama's case, again, Obama has strong numbers. He couldn't have the success he's already had. But he's in a personal year four, which is learning hard lessons. And I feel with all that's come out, Reverend Wright, Resco, all these things that people keep connecting him with, I think those are learning the hard way when you're running for president.
Well, you know what? We still have a long way to go before the November election.
Correct.
And these two guys have to get nominated, first of all.
Right, but here's what we do know. A two life path is going to be president. You see, this time we got a Republican and Democrat with that number two.
Yep.
And I just think it's interesting. This is kind of funny. Hillary Clinton is a three-life path. When I was kind of studying the presidents, it was back in the 1800s the last time a three-life path won the presidency.
That's pretty good.
Isn't that wild? And it was two in a row. Like, I don't have their names, but next time we talk, I'll tell you what they were. But there was one president, and then he was the next president was also a three. And then that's it. That was, what, 200 years ago? So Hillary had her work cut out for her.
It's going to be a tight race.
Not only, it's going to be incredibly tight, and this is when I'm going to know more about this, when we see the vice president's numbers up against them. You see, because that's going to be huge. If there's someone in conflict, example, see, George Bush and Dick Cheney, they had a lot in common in numerology, and it made them a team that could win. Whether you like them or hate them, it doesn't matter. They won twice, you know? I remember in
regardless of how or why.
Yeah, exactly. But check this out. In 2004, I got a call the night before the election because everyone thought John Kerry was going to win. Well, in numerology, George and Dick Cheney were in a personal year of one. So I knew That was the cycle to win, and sure enough, they took it. And that was a shocker. Even that afternoon, people thought John Kerry was winning. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, the exit poll showed him winning.
Correct. So that's why I'm saying until I can see the whole thing, I say grab your bag of popcorn because this is going to be a full month, George. This is going to be nonstop. You're going to have so much news that is political in the world, but also the Olympics. We've got stories that are going to come up there. And this nomination, this whole Democratic convention.
Well, hold on, Glynis, because we're going to take phone calls with you when we come right back. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. We'll take your phone calls with the numbers lady, Glynis McCants, when we come right back. Doing double duty on Coast to Coast this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, Ian Punnett. We're going to work you.
Someday I'll work as hard as Glynis McCants.
She's everywhere.
She is. Tell her I said, hey.
Okay.
Super crunchers, you know, we in radio are always focused on numbers, right?
Numbers, speaking of numbers, that's right.
We don't have much of a choice on that when it comes to ratings and that sort of thing. Well, we're not the only ones. It's really interesting. There is a huge movement in business toward this data mining and these super number crunchings that are going on everything we do, no matter where we are, no matter what we're buying, what we're looking at. We're getting tracked. There are files on us. It's fascinating. The book is called Super Crunchers, Why Thinking by Numbers is the New Way to Be Smart. We'll talk about that coming up tomorrow night. And the unthinkable. How do you do in emergencies, George, when some crisis happens? How do you do?
I'm always prepared, Ian.
Always prepared.
I have backup plans.
When it happens, what's your physical chemistry like?
I run. No.
Well, you wouldn't be the only one.
I'm cool. Actually, I'm cool and collected.
I bet you are. And yeah. That is the subject of the book, The Unthinkable. It's all about how our brain chemistry reacts to crisis. And we'll go into some of these cases that we've been hearing about in the news, like the disaster up on K2. How do some people stay cool and survive? And how do other people panic and die?
You got that right.
So we'll talk about that Sunday night.
All right. Thanks, Ian.
Have a good time tonight.
Okay. We'll do it. Keep an eye on the situation in Russia and Georgia for us and the U.S. Air Fleet going out there as well. Back with Glynis McCants and your phone calls on Coast to Coast AM. Angel from Macon, Georgia wants to know, what do you do if all your numbers are the life path of 1 and 5 and 7? Those three super numbers, she says. What happens, Glynis?
Well, first of all, you only have one life path,
right.
So they can't all be 1, 5, and 7. She might be talking about her actual birthday numbers,
mm-hmm.
like the day she's born. She might have a 5. She could be a 7 life path with a 1 attitude.
What are my numbers?
Your numbers?
Mine. M-I-N-D.
M-I-N-D.
Mind. She says these are mind numbers.
I'll tell you what it means. Cerebral. Never stops thinking. The numbers 1, 5, 7 live in their head. They're the idea people. Like, you do have a 1 and a 7 in your chart, like a 7 life path. You do, and which means you're always exploring, you're observing, and you don't always have to be the center of attention. Sometimes you just want to study what else is going on around you.
I never want to be the center of attention.
Well, darling, I have a memo for you. You are. But it's radio.
It's
Notice
radio.
That you are someone who needs privacy. You need time to regroup. That's just your nature, and then you do your best work. If you don't get time alone, you're not going to be happy. I do find that people that fall into that category, 1, 5, and 7, all have that need.
Interesting.
Now, there are three sets of this. You've got 3, 6, 9, which is another group, 3 life path, 6 life path, 9. These are creative-minded people. They are the ones who need to communicate, and they do tend to be on stage or have a microphone or want to write a book or sell jewelry. They want you to take on their creativity. And then the numbers 2, 4, 8, those are business-minded numbers. Now, if they go to numberslady.com, it shows you how do you find your life path. It will tell you what number you are. And for the record, George, going back to the number eight, and for those who like to use the number for power, 2, 4, 6, and 8 do best with it because that's all compatible to that number 8.
You know, in Beijing, thousands and thousands of couples got married on the 8th.
Correct. And I'll bet you there was record breaking over in Beijing because the Chinese love it. But I'll tell you something, 777, which was last year, that was the record breaking one for weddings.
Interesting.
And seven is spirituality. And I always think if you're going to get married, you better hope God's on your side when you say I do.
So what happens next year with 999?
999 is awesome. I mean, what's great about nine is the highest number. It's the humanitarian. It means all are welcome. Like, to me, that would be a wonderful day to get married. So if there's people listening and they're thinking of getting married next year, 999 is very clean. It's lovely.
Okay, so what about 2012 when it's 12-12-12?
Let me think about that.
Mayan calendar is 12-21-12.
Right. But what that is, see, the actual day is a 3, which is communication. The attitude of the day is a 6, which is magnetic. People will be drawn to it. And then it adds up to a 2, which ultimately means love, peace, harmony. And the reason people panic about the energy is 2012, 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 2 is 5, and 5 means drama and never a dull moment.
Interesting, though, over the next 4 years, we will have 999, 10, 10, 10, 11, 11, 11, 12, 12, 12.
You are correct. And that's powerful because certain energies talk to certain vibration. Like, example, there are days for you, George, that are compatible to your life path mm-hmm. and toxic to mine. And that's why it's important to know, well, what day is good for me? And going back to the guy who emailed you, if he's having trouble with the 8 might be a challenge to his life path. But if he does a money affirmation with it, he can still make his prosperity.
He needs some help.
He needs some help, is right. But he also needs to believe in it. And if he can't, it's okay to let it go. Don't blame the 8. That's a waste of your time.
Let's go to our wild card line. Harold in Florida, you're up with the numbers lady. Hey, Harold.
Hey, George. Hey, Glenn. How you guys doing?
Hi.
This is Harold, Sarasota, Florida. Just want to know, how can we use this wonderful cosmic knowledge for something like career? You know, that's the area that...
Oh, wait. Well, tell me your birthday real quick, Harold.
January 20th, 1959.
Because each life path has certain careers that they tend to do well in. Mm-hmm. So when you look at your numbers, you want to see what you've got. Now, it looks to me like you're a 9 life path, so that's creativity. You're supposed to be a humanitarian. You should feel called to make the world a better place. How do you do that, Harold?
I host TV shows and used to do TV news.
Okay.
Perfect.
So would you consider doing documentaries?
Yeah, I like those. Okay. I like talk shows and movies and stuff.
Right, because here's the deal, George. In Harold's numbers, he was born on a 2-day, which is, again, that intuition, sensitivity of the woman. It means you have a gentle spirit. You have a 3 attitude, which is sense of humor. You love to talk, communicate. But as a 9, you want to affect as many people as you can. So that's the creative field you should be in.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be news, but it could be fun. It could be comedy.
Again, what does 111 or 1111 mean?
Well, when you look at 1111, everyone should know this. They should take advantage of 1111 a.m. or 1111 p.m. The belief is the universe is wide open to whatever it is you want. So if something's troubling you, maybe you're in trouble in your relationship, you could focus for that minute and just say, you know, that my girlfriend understands me better or my husband is kinder to me. You focus on what it is that's troubling you because the universe wants to help. And people take advantage of 1111 to make it improve their life.
All right, next up, first-time caller line in Utah. Hi there.
Hi there, George.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. Glennis, I bought your book.
Yes.
And I've figured out my life path, but I was wondering if it made any difference if you took it down to the hour and the minute.
You know, here's what's interesting. Was your first name George as well?
No, my name is Ramon.
Okay, because I didn't hear that. And give me your date of birth just so I can see it.
August the 18th, 1948.
Okay. Are you saying that the time you were born, was it significant to the numbers? Did you find they were similar?
It's the 18th hour and the 48th minute.
Okay. So do you see what he's doing, George? He's looking at his birth numbers and trying to find it in other patterns.
Right.
Technically, the time that you're born is not significant until you become a fanatic with numerology, which it sounds like you might have been bit by the numerology bug, which I understand, because numerology has many layers. It's like an onion. So you can look at that, but ultimately what you need to focus on are your birth numbers to make sure you're doing what it takes to be happy in your life.
All right. There you go. East of the Rockies, Dave, you're on the air with us. Hey, David.
Yeah. I might have formulated a different question just with one of your last callers, but I think I know my birth number, my path number. I think it's a 4.
But if you could just say it, that helps me.
12/360 is the birthday.
Okay, go ahead.
And I guess just the flavor of the month and the year, but career, I just got my degree, and I'm having a hard time figuring out what area to point that in. And
well, tell me the degree first.
Communications.
Okay, well, here's what I see. You're a 3, which is the one who has to express himself. You have a 6, which is magnetic, so people are drawn to you. Mm. You're a 4, life path, which is the natural teacher, but you overthink everything, David.
Yes.
See, if you're not careful, you become a permanent student and yeah. never the teacher. So the message is put on your Nikes and just do it. That's the key with you, because you've got it. You've got the knowledge. You are ready to do something with it. So if communication, what do you think you want to do? If you could do anything with it, what would you do?
And are you going to go out on a limb, by the way, and tell us who you think is going to win the presidential election?
Once you give me vice presidents, you bet I will.
You think the vice president will be the key here?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because if the vice president and the nominee are running and they're toxic, it makes trouble. So whoever has the smoother ride, like Dick Cheney did with George Bush, it's easier for me to go, boom, this is what I see. And don't forget, Barack Obama and McCain are both 2 life paths. So that's already tricky. People running don't have the same number.
Have you ever had a politico call you up and say, here's my birth date, what should I do?
Yes, of course. I have people call me all the time, whether it's their birthday, what should I do? They want to know about career. Also, when they sign big contracts, people that are corporate, you know, when you're dealing with big money, you want to make sure you're making the right choice.
So what if McCain calls you or Obama calls you?
I would be over the moon
said,
to advise.
Here are my candidates and here are their birthdays.
Yes, I would love to help them. Especially, here's what I would say about Obama, because I get that this is a good guy. Like, I feel like the core of who he is. But going back to 2004, I don't know if you ever saw the tape when he said, there is no way I would run for the general in 2008. Did you ever know about this?
No, I didn't see that.
Well, it was his own words, but here's the deal. Because he's such a wonderful speaker, you had Ted Kennedy and John Kerry get behind him and say, let's go for it.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean about learning. It doesn't mean he can't be. Doesn't mean he can't be president and learn on the job. But that's trickier than John McCain, who's in a cycle of 2 and is a 2 life path. That's why he seems very comfortable.
So what we will do, once they name their respective VPs, we'll have you do some analysis for us.
Absolutely. I will break down what's going on between the 2 of them and what it takes to win by the numbers.
West of the Rockies, Jeff in Oregon. Go ahead, Jeff.
Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I was going to ask, how would this apply to, let's say, a country like Africa, where there isn't a whole lot of affluent areas?
What's the question, Jeff?
Basically, I'm trying to find out how would they use this information in an uneducated, non-affluent area?
Well, here's the deal. No matter what, you have to use the tools. You know, I wrote a book. It's Glennis Has Your Number, Jeff. I kept it simple because I didn't want to make it complicated. Some of the numerology books make it very – it's so advanced you just can't grasp it. It feels like math, and a lot of people don't like math. I kept it simple. I've got kids that are in 6th grade, 2nd grade, 3rd grade, and they know how to do their numbers. So that's my answer to you. It's not so much that they can't learn it. Someone would have to educate them on the basics to help them get where they want to go. Because this is about being happy in your life. That's the only reason I felt called to numerology. Because so many people are off track and they're miserable. And I want to see some people have happiness by doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Overall, this year is supposed to be what kind of year?
This is the year of 1. And you get that number by 2008. 2 plus 0 plus 0 plus 8 is 10. 1 plus 0 is 1. It is a fiercely competitive year. Everyone is out for number 1. You're seeing a lot of that. And, you know, the Democratic Party, which made me laugh, the party suddenly looked divided, which was so ironic. Because for years, let's be honest, Democrats would be upset with Republicans. Republicans were upset with Democrats. Well, all of a sudden, the party divided itself. That could only happen, George, in a cycle of 1. So they're going to have to find their way back to each other to say, if we're really going to win this, we got to join up again. We have to find a way to compromise. Yet, in the world number 1, it's hard to do that. And that goes back to the war. That goes back to the attack in Georgia, that Russia's making this move. Putin knows exactly what he's doing, George.
Yes, he does.
Well, remember, 1 means I'm out to win. And
yes,
they're going to do whatever
does.
It takes to win. And that's why this is such a powerful year to take a look at how do I make that a positive for me.
Will this situation pull us all into something even bigger? this Georgia-Russia war?
I think because we're in the millennium. See, the minute we hit the year 2000, I was optimistic for one reason. Two represents we have to learn as people that we're all in this together, that if someone dies in the Middle East, it may as well be someone who dies in the United States of America. We got to stop thinking that this part of the planet is what matters because I live here. We have to believe that the whole world is one place, and that's where we're headed, George. So, yes, people have to hit their head before they learn, don't they?
They sure do.
But guess what? Next year is 2009. 2 plus 0 plus 0 plus 9, that's 11. 1 plus 1 is 2.
That's a 2.
2 means time to join up with each other. See, time to realize we better start talking instead of just fighting. Bloodshed's not going to make this work.
Let's go to Florida on our wild card line. Hi there. You're on the air with us.
Is that me?
I think it might be.
I just wanted to know what she thought about my name and birthday and
what's your name?
I should take this year. My name's Nevada Smith.
Your name's Nevada. Date of birth?
2/8/80.
Okay. And are you curious what's going on with you, like what you want to do career-wise, or what is it you're asking?
Yeah, career-wise.
Okay. Nevada, I would say to you, you're a one-life path, and the downside of one is competitive, but there's also a voice that says no matter how good, not good enough. How often do you think you're being too critical of yourself?
Daily.
Yeah, too much, right? And then you were born on an 8 day, so 8's like, gosh darn it, how can I make that money? So money, financial security is also important to you. So if you ask me, what kind of career could I do? I'd say you have to be entrepreneurial. You need to be in charge of it. You're not good working under someone else, Nevada.
No, I'm not. I'm actually a cab driver. That's funny you say that.
Perfect. And George, here's what's funny. The numbers 157 like to keep moving. So
yes,
if he's
do.
In a cab, he's good.
He's going.
Mm-hmm.
He's going indeed.
Yeah, so maybe you could have a cab company, though, and turn it into bigger money.
Couple more minutes to go.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to Nebraska. Kyra, you're on Coast to Coast with us. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead, hon.
I just wanted to give you my birthday.
Go ahead.
And, okay, 12/5/54.
Uh-huh.
And just get some in general stuff, like, because I've checked out some different books from libraries and read various, you know, books to figure out life paths and personality traits and all that, and I
uh-huh.
just want to see what you think.
Well, here's what I see. I mean, again, I don't... Numerology, what's wonderful about it, just kind of like Ian Punnett was just talking about number crunching, right, George?
Yep.
And it was because there is nothing more powerful than numbers. Numbers do not lie. They have a message for us if we can learn to understand them. So when I look at this woman's numbers, you're born on a 5 day, which tells me drama does come after you. Even if you want your life to be smooth, there's always something. You have an 8 attitude, which means taking advice can be difficult. You don't want people pushing you into something. You see, if you make a mistake by yourself, you're good. But when they bully you and it backfires, you get very upset. And as a 9 life path, family issues from your original childhood, you've had to figure out a way to heal yourself as a person.
All right, Kyra.
About my marriage date, is that going to...
Did you pick
up... 12/27/02.
Well, you're asking me about the wedding date, but you've already gotten married.
Right.
So I don't understand the question.
I guess she wants to know if it's going to work.
Except she already got married.
Oh,
I know, but is it going to work?
Well, I need his date of birth. Go ahead.
Oh, 3/3/63.
Yeah, if I don't have his numbers, I can't know that
you
question.
You can't. It's true.
Okay, I would tell you, and give me your first name, please.
Tyra.
Tyra?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Tyra, what I see here, I mean, first of all, you're both a 7, which means you got to find a way to keep the communication alive. Otherwise, you will feel alone in the relationship. You have a lot of natural match here, so I'm telling you, working on your spirituality would be very important. Are you guys doing that?
Out of time, Glynis.
Okay.
Out of time. Numberslady.com, give me your phone number. You have one.
Okay, toll free, 1-877-686-2373, 1-877-686-2373. And one more thing, George, we caught you in Vegas. I am doing I Can Do It one more time in Florida. Tampa, Florida in October.
That's a beautiful month.
Yeah, it's going to be a good month.
Okay, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Glynis McCants, thenumberslady.com. Now, I'll be back in a moment. 3 hours of open lines for you, special hotline as well. So here we go. Get ready for this coast-to-coast ride.